A reading from the Gospel according to John. After Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples and eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is depth to love, layers upon layers. Love is deep, like plunging to the bottom of the ocean or piercing layers of soil and rock to the core of the earth. Today, Jesus stands on the shore of the Sea of Tiberias. Charcoal fire and cooked fish, a breakfast for his friends. Then the moment is upon two friends, Peter and Jesus. Peter, do you love me? Jesus' question pierces Peter's conscience, heart, and soul, not once but three times. "Yes, Lord, you know everything. You know I love you." When Jesus asks Peter, "Do you love me?" he's using the Greek agape. Agape, self-giving, noble, self-sacrificing, an act of the will, unconditional love of all, including enemies. Yet each time Peter replies, "Yes, Lord, I love you," he is using filio, not agape. Filio, friendship, relationality, generous to a point, love of friends. Three times, Peter responds to Jesus with an awareness of the limitation of how he can love. Perhaps Peter has the memory of standing at another fire, denying that he even knew Jesus, and this compels his honesty now as he and Jesus stand face to face. Peter gives Jesus his desire to say yes. Is love. All Jesus ever needs is our desire to love. Once we say yes, he meets us where we are and takes us by the hand. It is Jesus who teaches us the path to agape. And the path, he gives us the clue, is one with the sheep. Hand in hand, we walk with Jesus into the sheep, into the depths of light and mercy, goodness, generosity, and joy. Agape, as it is, seizes us and takes us where we never dreamt we would go, to prisons, to gravesides, to the condemned, to the margins, to the other side of the tracks, to the homeless, to the rotunda at the Capitol, to the forgotten elderly. These are the sheep to be fed, the sheep to be tended, where we will die to ourselves, where filio gives way to agape. There, in these faces, we see Christ. And we say with Peter, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." There is depth to love, deep depth to love. May our "Yes, Lord, you know I love you" be uttered with each self-gift, as today, standing wherever we are, we choose to say yes, you know I love you, tenderly. We act justly and walk humbly with our God.